When he calls me, I will answer. When he calls me, I will answer. When he calls me, I will answer. I'll be somewhere walking with the Lord. I'll be somewhere walking. I'll be somewhere praying. I'll be somewhere walking with the Lord. I'll be somewhere walking. I'll be somewhere praying. I'll be somewhere walking for the Lord. When he calls me, I will answer. When he calls me, I will answer. When he calls me, I will answer. I'll be somewhere walking with the Lord. I'll be somewhere praying. I'll be somewhere praying. I'll be somewhere walking with the Lord. I'll be somewhere praying. I'll be somewhere teaching. I'll be somewhere walking with the Lord. When he calls you, you must answer. When Jesus calls you, you must answer. When he calls you, you must answer. We'll be somewhere walking for the Lord. We'll be somewhere praying. We'll be somewhere saving. We'll be somewhere working with the Lord. We'll be somewhere praying. We'll be somewhere saving souls. We'll be somewhere walking with the Lord. We'll be somewhere helping. We'll be somewhere walking. We'll be somewhere walking with the Lord. We'll be somewhere praying. We'll be somewhere helping. We'll be somewhere walking with the Lord. Maribodavia Lebosanda Lebakia Televosia. Vadicolo Zumbeli Procosavicolo Vojavedeze Madicolila. Father, we will be somewhere. We are grateful for this daily discipleship training. When you call, we answer. When you call, we answer. We are here to answer the call. Namativola akradesia, and to thank you for this brand new day, the 16th of this glorious month. What a day. What a day. Starting the year with you in our life. Thank you, Father, for the gift of this glorious day. Thank you for the mighty, 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 mighty things you have done. Thank you for the results that are already happening and exploding. Thank you because you have assured us the journey has begun. Radical restoration revival. Radical restoration revival. Radical restoration revival. Thank you for the speed of the restoration of all the devil have stolen for years and years, the lives of people, the time wasted. Father, thank you for the restoration of connections, restoration of your plan, restoration of dreams, restoration, Makila Vadia, of the hopes of people that the enemy stole. We thank you for radical restoration revival. The revival is here. Mados Kadia, that which is dying is now back to life. That which was dead is now resurrected. We give you glory. We give you honor in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for every child of yours on this altar today. Everyone, Barevafe, Tufunoko, Fali, Kusabari, Reskelesi, Potavazino, El Zavi, Kalito, Zosavidava, Leketu, Nestu, Lovoru, Kutabaso, Nuntushe, Nekwali, Kutuza, Likradade, Iyumu, Kuntabalu, Futukote, Rakali, Sufanatele, Sumailo, Nekele, Kusabari, Busate, Yeguada, Wiso, Nukula, Gunagaide, Revele, Kuyakuta, Valaba, Sakiana. Thank you for great day. We give you glory. We give you honor for those who drove safely back to work today, those who are working from home, and those who back to business. Thank you for the freshness of the anointing. We give you glory. We give you honor. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, and everyone say amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to welcome everyone to this daily discipleship training. We're using the entire month by the instruction of the Lord for the school of vision. And now, we're grateful to God. After prayer, what do you do? After prayer and receiving the anointing, after fasting, what do you do? In continuation of the school of vision, everyone that attends every day, get ready. We're going to do a graduation. We're also going to do a certification as you get your certificate that you can put in your house and display that you're a woman and a man and a people of vision. I want you to get your pen. Today we're going to talk about planning when God prepares you. After prayer and preparation, the next thing is planning. What's the plan? Where do we start? Where do we begin? Do I go back to living life the way I've lived before? I want you to read with me the scripture for the day. From the Daily Dominion Devotion, the Lord gave us a scripture. Because when the Holy Ghost comes upon you, when you receive the kind of anointing we received yesterday, all of you know that the Father came down, the teaching, you know, we will. We will be sending that to those who send their emails. We will be sending that outline from the bishop. You will need it. You will need it. You see, it is necessary you pursue these things, because when you arm yourself with it, you don't need to go again and start searching the Bible and try to read this, read that. That's what makes life easy. When it is downloaded from teachers and you already have it in your hand, it's made easy for you to study so you can also teach others. So we have finished prayer and fasting, and God has been preparing us for the past 37 days. Now, this is the plan. From the scripture, Romans chapter 8, this is the plan. We're going to use these few days in this week as we declare war against confusion. You will not believe how the devil has locked up a lot of God's people in this cage called confusion. You will not believe it until God draws you aside and opens your eye to say, can you see the confusion? And where there is confusion, the Bible said there is madness, insanity, disorder, nothing working, nothing going forward, no going. And you see, the repetition that people will do the same thing they've been doing, and it's not working, they're still doing, that's madness. How can I do the same thing over and over again? No progress, no blessing, nothing. And I'm still doing it. That's why This is the week to destroy confusion from your life. Look at what the Holy Spirit is saying to us as we go into how to plan. How to plan your day, how to plan your hour, because a life without plan is a life that will definitely, definitely be plummeted into poverty. Planning is everything when it comes to prayer is over, fasting is over, preparation spiritually is taking place. What's the plan? And people have no plan. That's why it is said that he that had no plan is planning to fail. It's put this way in a way you will never forget. Failure to plan is planning to fail. Because if you have no plan, there is nothing to pursue. And I tell you, there are lots and lots of God's children, very, very good people. They have no plan. You know, a wise man said, people plan for a trip, a vacation, more than they plan their eternity. They plan, I've traveled to this vacation, and they never plan their destiny. They never plan their future. They have no plan. It's not written anywhere. What's your plan? Say, plan? It's as life comes. I don't have any plan. It's the wicked way to live this golden, blessed life that God has given us. And so, as I'm breaking this, you're going to plan. Now, write this date down before we read the scripture for the day. It's 2-2-2-2-2. The 22nd of this month is 2-22-22. The second month, 22nd day, the 22nd year. It's a major day in the calendar of the Spirit. We're going to get a flyer for this so that you don't miss it. That day, something is going to shift on the planet. It's going to shift in your life if you prepare and plan. You know, God gave us a whole year. Now we have fasted, we've paid the tithe, and we're given 3 days thanksgiving for those of you. I thank God for those of you who to confirm that the Lord told you. One of us told me, the Lord told me that I should make sure I use 3 days to do thanksgiving in a fast. I am so excited. That's the heart of a God pleaser. A heart of a God to say, Lord, we have prayed for 37 days. I'm going to give an offering of 3 days to on their own. Before the Holy Ghost confirmed it to us today that those who have received that, if you can do it, go ahead and do it. You break your fast by 12. Once you are done, now you go. You see, food is not everything. So do me a favor. You're going to get another book that is different from the book of the School of Vision. It's called the Book of Planning. The Book of Planning. Because if you don't plan, there's nothing to pursue. And if there's nothing to pursue, there's nothing to possess. There are those who say, but we are finished fasting. Must I plan? I think it's God that will do it. No, you will never achieve anything that you did not plan for. This is the area that most Christians suffer in the hands of the enemy. They will tell you, whatever will be, will be. If God wanted to happen, it will happen. No, Super Bowl. Look at Super Bowl. They plan Super Bowl every year. Look at the Olympics. Olympics is planned every four years. The whole world looks forward to Olympics every 4 years. Politicians plan every two years, every four years. And if you look at everything in life, the football game, the basketball game, Christians are the only ones that have no plan. In fact, some don't even plan to grow. Some don't plan to succeed. They don't plan. They just tell you, well, if it's the will of God, it will happen. But if it's not the will of God, it will not happen. And for years, they have thought like that. Satan stole their destiny, wasted years. Whatever you don't plan for will never happen. So, 2-22-22. It's 5-2-2-2-2-2-2. brothers and sisters, it's going to be the biggest of the biggest. You know, God don't do anything on anybody's calendar, but I know some people are too busy that they may not hear. And that's why God gives us a guide to guide us. It's when you travel abroad that you see guides. They guide you. They know the place. They say, this is going to be your guide. This guide will show you this and take you here. And they tell you. The guide knows everything, and the guide will explain, especially if you go to Israel, go to Rome, you can't travel without a guide because they know the place. It's their terrain. They know the bad area. They know the good area. The Holy Ghost came into you and I yesterday when we're receiving the anointing. And the anointing is not for you to feel good. So we're going to look at the 12th plan. If you don't plan your life, nobody will plan it for you. It is the deception of the devil that people think, well, my life will be better as the year goes by. We will see what will happen. You got to have a plan. You got to have a plan. Look at Romans 8, verse 14. Romans 8, 14, the Message Bible. If you're not with us this morning, I don't know why you will not be up early to receive instruction from your Father. The secret place has been our secret. The secret place is the place for strength and direction early in the morning, every day. For years, the Lord has helped us. And that's why this ministry never bury. You will never hear an announcement that somebody died, a member died. We've never had to record it. You will never hear an announcement somebody is facing this tragedy and that tragedy. It does not happen because we meet with Daddy, Papa God every morning. We get to the secret place. He gives us the secrets of what to do, and we see success. So people who don't live in the secret place, they suffer. You're either suffering or succeeding. That's why as we go into the planning, we're using this week to destroy confusion. It's a major, major devil. You will notice if you sit down to meditate, you will see that the spirit of confusion have destroyed a lot of lives. Romans 8, 14, Message Bible. God's Spirit. And this is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, of course, is God's Spirit. God's Spirit. If I write you a letter, it is me who wrote this. The letter. Letter from the Spirit of God. God's Spirit is God's Spirit. So God is not the one jumping all over the place. God releases the Spirit. And those who don't understand the Spirit language does not know how this works. And the same Spirit that is on me, it's on you, and want to be on everyone who says yes when we yield to Him. Listen to what it says. Romans 8:14. God's Spirit beckons. God's Spirit beckons. There are things to do and places to go. There are things to do and places to go. After the anointing, that's what you see about Jesus in Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who now went about doing good. He never anoints anybody for nothing. We thank God for Dr. Gospel Say to teaching yesterday. And like I'm saying today, we want those of you who have not sent your email, we want to send you the outline. It's well put together, but because we were limited with time and wanted to close early for people to break their fast, I tell you, like I sent him a text, I have not been able to recover from that anointing. I don't know what you receive, but I know the Lord poured. He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Can you imagine the Holy Spirit said, now the fast is over, we're giving him thanks. But look at what he said, there are things to do. There are things to do. We're going to list those things to do this next few days. And places to go. And places to go. So we begin, Holy Spirit, what are the things to do? He is a master planner. He is a master planner. So here's what we're going to do. We will start by giving you the example. After prayer and after spiritual preparation and training, the next is the plan. Because without a plan, no plane flies. If you look at what happens at the airport, they don't allow any plane leaves the airport without a plan. And not only without a plan, you must submit that plan. That's why the pilot will tell you, we're about to fly to Chicago. Our time to Chicago will take us 2 hours, 15 minutes. We're going to be taking off and we'll be flying 39,000 feet, you know, in the sky. And he tells you, we will be arriving. And you begin to say, are you God? Are you God? Why are you talking like that? We have it in the Bible. Someone called Anna. She prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed. She was confused in her prayer. She prayed and prayed and prayed. What was she praying for? Children. But the day she got this revelation, she didn't read it in the book, and even her prophet didn't teach her. But somehow the Holy Ghost saw and pitied Anna for years. She would go to Shiloh. For years she would attend the feast. But she needed a child. She needed children. And one day the Holy Spirit had to take over her lips. The Holy Ghost took over her lips and prayed correctly for her. And that's when she said, Father, give me a male child. Specific. She was specific. I've been praying for children, children, children. Give me a male child. And that male child will grow up. When that male child turns 12, I will return him into your own sanctuary in the house of the Lord so he can serve you. All the days when she put God first. She didn't say, I need a male child that will be buying me things, a child that I will send her on errand. She said, Lord, I need a male child. I will just help you carry that child so when this child is grown, which is by the name Samuel. And that story is the story of you and I. When you pray and prepare yourself in fasting without a plan, where am I going? How do I get there? What do I need? And people travel during winter. They don't pack their luggages with, you know, summer clothes. They know that the place I'm going is very, very cold. I will need my sweaters. I will need my, and all this, everything you need to protect yourself. So the Holy Spirit says, the Holy Spirit beckons, what is your plan? And we have received the plan. As we start, we have a plan. The Holy Ghost have a plan for your life, a plan for every detail of your destiny. I want to show you the plan. Now that prayer and fasting is over, what is the plan? That's why the scripture is so powerful. I'm going to show you the second scripture shortly. Message Bible, what a powerful thing. King James Version says, as many as are led. Because if you're going nowhere, no, I mean, the Holy Ghost won't lead you if you don't go anywhere. But it says, as many as are led. Led where? He wants to lead you. David understood this when he sold out his life to the Holy Spirit. He said, he leadeth me beside the still waters. He leadeth me. How is God going to lead you without a plan? He leads, and we follow. I'd like you to look at a story that is so touching. God's Spirit beckons. There are things to do and places to go. So get your seatbelt fastened. We will, as we thank him with the rest of the 3 days into Friday. From next week, my God, I give you praise. I give you praise. Now, here's the first question for you. What is my plan for tomorrow? Because if you cannot plan a day, God cannot trust you with anything. What is my plan for tomorrow? That's the first way to start. What's my plan? Now, you have a plan, but God has a plan. And I'm going to read a scripture shortly to show you that what that means. But look at Luke chapter 11 before we ask the rest of the questions. What's my plan? What's my plan when I turn 50? What's my plan when I turn 20? What's my plan when I turn 25? A lot of people never live like this. And you guess what? They live to react to whatever they see. Luke 11. I want you to see what Jesus said to a woman listening to Jesus in his crusade. I want you to hear this. Luke 11, powerful scripture. Powerful scripture as we begin to show you how to plan the remaining days and months and years of your life on the planet Earth. This is so important, very, very important, because you can fast for 37, 97, 200 days. If you have no plan, you go back to square one. You go back to square one. Oh, no. Kalibasu Paradaya. I'm using the NLT, the New Living Translation, Luke chapter 11. Let's read verse 28. The New Living Translation, Luke chapter 11. We're reading verse 28. Luke 11, we read verse 28 from the New Living Translation. Are you ready for this? Jesus replied. I always quote Jesus. Thank God for Jeremiah. Thank God for Moses. Jesus is God. I hope you don't let that name fool you. Jesus is Yahweh. Jesus is Yeshua. Jesus is God. He created everything. Are you there? Please don't be distracted. Jesus replied, but even more blessed. But so there is something called more blessed. There's something called more blessed. He said, but even more blessed are all who hear the word of God and put it into practice. Wow. Wow. No wonder a lot of people go to church every Sunday since I know them. And since you know yourself and you know the people too, they go to church. And that's why people run away when they say, the Lord wants me to invite you. They say, no. We've looked at your life. There's nothing about God, nothing. Listen, he said, Jesus replied. He's replying to something that somebody said and the question they asked. Jesus replied, you take time to read the whole chapter because I'm running out of time. But I want you to know, we have finished the 37 days. We're taking the 3 days of offering of what? Praises and dancing and thanking him for giving us a brand new year. Now he tells you, okay, this is my plan. For the remainder of the year, this is my plan. Detailed plan. So Jesus said something. Jesus replied, but even more blessed are all. I wish you have stopped it with bishops, all the bishops. I wish you have stopped by saying all the pope, all the, I wish I was a pope. I wish I was a bishop. I wish I was an archbishop. I wish I was a reverend. I wish. He said, even more blessed. Do you know what he's talking about? Even more blessed are all. I love it when he uses all. That means anybody, everybody, anyone, all who hear. What have you been hearing from January 1st? What have you been hearing from January 1st? What have you been hearing from January 1st? All who hear the word. Now, in the word of God here, if we use the Greek and read it from the Hebrew because the New Testament is in Greek, the word here, all who hear. The plan of God. The word of God is his plan. The word of God is his will. The word of God. So your Bible is not, it's a map. If you notice, when he spoke to Hosea, he said, they have rejected my map. I tried to give them a map, a flight map, a plan, a map to follow for their life to be sweet, for them to have the best of life on earth. That is why he said, all who hear the word of God and put it into practice. Can you imagine reading about driving and never driving? You read and read and read and read and read and never drive. Can you imagine reading about swimming and never jump into the water to swim? That's what Christians do. That's what Christians do. They attend church. They are so religiously connected to just sitting in the church and meeting their old friends. Oh, you came today. Okay, I came today. And doing nothing. They don't put it into practice. I don't want us to be that kind of people. I've met people who will tell me, this is not my first time fasting. And they have nothing to show for their fast. But brothers and sisters, this is one fasting we're going to put into practice. We're going to put into practice. I don't want you to read too many scriptures, and we have been given so many, but we don't put it into practice. And only those who practice become masters and possessors of what they have been told to practice. And so, as we begin to use the few minutes we have, I want to let you know. in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever word you have been taught, whatever word you've received, I want you to show you how God works. Only those who put it into practice will be more blessed. That's why the children of God, we are not all blessed equal. It's not because God chose some people to bless them and chose some people not to bless them. It's because some of them here, they don't put it into practice. They say, oh, that's good. They write it down. I've added my knowledge. I'm going to. If you don't practice it, if you don't put it into practice, you will see the world leading the church, which is not supposed to be so. The world leading the church. So here's one advice I want to give those of you who have not missed a day of this prayer and fasting. As we use the next 3 days to wrap it up with 40 days, you'll be able to say, I was able. And it's not just to boast of the flesh, to tarry in God's presence until you get the full plan. Now ask somebody what is going to happen tomorrow. They don't know. But if you turn on your radio and turn on your television, they will tell you, even now, they do 2 weeks forecasting of the weather. It's going to be sunny. It's going to rain. Rain is going to fall. The sun is going to be 17 degrees, 60. Man can forecast that snow is going to fall on Tuesday. It's going to be about 9 inches. And we look at them and we clap for them and say, how are they doing this thing? How can they know snow is coming? And they will tell you, by 4 a.m., you better be in your house because the snow will start 3:44. And then look at you and I. We just sit down and listen and watch them and clap for them. Because if you don't know how life operates, because the unbelievers are the one they call the meteorologists. They are the one who tell you about weather and stuff. And they are those who talk about other things. God has a plan for you. Your plan for tomorrow. Your plan for the next 2 days. Plan for the next 1 week. Plan. There are people who have nothing written concerning their life. And the next 5 years of my life, the next 10 years of my life. That's why life is depressing. That life is boring. That those who just float around, they just float around. Anything anybody says, they just do. I don't want you to live like that anymore. The Holy Spirit came upon us yesterday. And in Romans 8:14, it said the Holy Spirit beckons. There are things to do and places to go. Brothers and sisters, when we get together by 6 p.m., I'll read out for you. But what I want to put in your hands now is this. The Lord, and this I will stress very much, by 7 p.m. Because if you don't know the plan of your life for the next 1 year, you just say, well, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not God. How do I know anything that comes and goes? No, 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 no. You see, Chinese people plan for 100 years. They plan ahead. Everything is planned. Look at the city where you live. Everything is planned. The roads are planned. The city is planned. The houses are zoned. Everything is planned. And I want you to receive the plan of God for the next 100 years for your life and for your family and for your children. If Jesus tarries, at least you have downloaded the plan. He has given us a plan. The plan for your life, for the next 5 years, for the next 10 years, for the next 20 years, for the next everything written, printed, clear. And you will no longer live. I want you to join us tonight. 6 p.m. and 7 when we begin to give thanks to God. We're going to work on that plan. In that way, you will wake up every day with energy. You will wake up every day with joy. I said the next 100 years, we're going to put the plan in your hand. The next, so you are no longer under confusion. What do I do today? What am I supposed to? I don't even know. Maybe I should sleep. Maybe I should go to work. Maybe I should continue this. Any job that has not blessed you, get ready. And we're going to make room. You know, Friday you can ask questions. But like I said again, the Holy Spirit is putting in your hands the plan of the Father. What is the plan? What steps? What are the strategies? How do we do to get there? The fast is over. The Holy Spirit says places to go and things to do and he has the list of things to do. I want you to join us at 3 as we pray for lost souls, and as we map out the plan the Lord has given to us. Get yourself ready. Tighten your seatbelt. The flight is taken because some of you, the world will shake because of you. You are going to empty hell. Some of you are going to employ people and pay their salary instead of you going to work and get that. Some of you are going to start businesses. I said the plan is here for the next 100 years of your life. The Lord has revealed it. Father, we give you praise. We give you honor. Thank you for the grace to seek your face. Thank you for those who are adding these 3 days to make it 40 days of prayer and fasting. I ask for the strength. And as we break our fast now, in the name of Jesus Christ, help those who have been deafened to hear your plan, that as soon as we present it, everybody will know, yes, the Lord has given us a plan. A plan, a plan, a plan. With the calendar of the Father, I ask that we will all put into practice. May Luke 11:28 become our focus, our life, to put into practice everything we learn, to put into practice what you are showing us and what you are giving us. That's why we say the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us now and forevermore. Amen and amen. May you never live life without a plan anymore. This entire few days left in the School of Vision, we're going to look into planning. Look into planning, and you'll see how you will maximize your time on earth and make results and let the world see that you never wasted your time serving the Most High. You're blessed. We'll see you at 3.